Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News today. Hurricane Irma, the sad part, 12.5 million people left without power and at least 10 people dead. Now, most of Florida, good news is, was not hit as hard by Irma as they thought. Remember we were all talking about it? It kept on getting downgraded and downgraded and downgraded.
Yeah.
Now it's just kind of like a tropical storm kind of dissipating out through Georgia. But there are some kind of good or positive stories I'd like to share with you guys. A reporter for NBC named Carrie Sanders was on Marco Island yesterday. That's kind of the northern tip of the Everglades in near the Florida. And he helped save two dolphins that got beached. Like little free willies out there, you know, a little flipper. One was a baby, the other might have been the mom, because the water levels are all wonky. Another cool story, two manatees also got stuck Sunday morning when all the water in an inlet near Tampa got sucked out by the storm, but they survived after random people were able to roll them onto a tarp and carry them out to deeper water.
That's so nice.
I would hope if I ever got stuck, you guys would roll me over and put me on a tarp.
Those are like crazy. Like, aren't those like thousands of pounds? I mean, they're huge.
They've got to weigh a lot. I assume you're right. Yeah, they're big.
I would be so worried that I wouldn't be able to move them because they're so heavy.
Gotta give it a try, though, right?
Poor little guys.
Save the little manatees.
They
save
did.
The manatees.
They did. Yeah, people
hey,
power.
Do you know this song? Barbara, manatee, 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 you are the one for me, one for me, one for me. You came from up above, up above, up above. You are the one I love, the one I love.
Oh, now I know it. I was waiting for the last line. No, I don't know your manatee love song.
What?
Somebody out there does.
Listen, if you know the song Barbara Manatee, call in 317-239-1009. It's iconic. It's a classic. It's a bop. And tweet us at Joan Alex Show. I'm convinced that I'm not the only one that knows it.
Let your preschool teacher know that you're going to be late heading to class this morning. Another cool story. A couple in their 20s, Lauren and Michael, were supposed to get married this week, but they're both first responders in the Air National Guard, so they decided to cancel the wedding. That kind of stinks. And just focus on helping people out. But another Air National Guard member happened to be a notary, so they ended up getting married during the storm instead. So they were able to like, do the actual paperwork and get married right there. That's pretty badass. And a woman in Miami went into labor on Sunday. Could you imagine that? That's when like the storm was really hitting Florida.
Terrifying.
All by herself. No one could get to her, so she had to deliver the baby herself.
Nope. Push it back in. Push it back in.
Wait a second, baby. Wait a second.
Retract the cord.
Gross.
Yeah. Several doctors talked her through it on the phone. The paramedics finally got her to the hospital and everything's okay. She had a daughter and didn't name her Irma, but did make her middle name Storm.
Oh, that's kind of
sweet. This right here, I'd like to know what my plus size people, my fellow fatties, what you think. And I could say that because I'm a fat guy. So don't get all like butthurt like, I can't believe Joe was calling people fat. I'm fat. It's cool. We're having a discussion here. Kmart just announced that it's not going to be calling its plus size clothing plus size anymore. No, it's going to go with something called fabulously sized.
Okay. Well,
fabulous.
That literally means the same thing with different words. I wish everyone would stop being so dang sensitive.
Fabulously sized.
What would you call them?
Just call it what it is. Why do we? I mean, like, it literally means the same thing with different words, so it really doesn't change anything.
What would you call it?
Plus size is fine. What, like, fabulously what was it?
Fabulously sized.
Fabulously sized. That, yep. Like, you know,
instead
that,
of plus size.
Yeah,
Alex,
it means
Alex
the same
wants
thing.
To call it manatee.
No, I don't. But I think there was a huge controversy that, well,
huge?
Who was it? It was some major department store, something called some plus size shirt in the plus size department manatee gray or something.
What?
Like, oh, the color. Yeah,
they did. They called the color, like, when you clicked what color you wanted, the gray color was called manatee gray, and they got roasted.
But manatees are gray, though. Like, they're that grayish color.
I'm
so
still convinced
that
they're people in Indianapolis that know the manatee song, and if they can guess who sings it and where it's from.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bailey.
Hey, Bailey. How old are you?
Hi, I'm 21.
Who's Barbara Manatee, Bailey?
It is from VeggieTales.
Yeah!
Why do you watch VeggieTales? Do you have like a little kid you watch?
No, I used to watch VeggieTales when I was younger all the time, and that was one of my favorite episodes.
Yes, and what other songs do you remember from VeggieTales? Any other bops that we should be reminded about?
Oh, I'd love to continue this conversation, but we've got other stories.
The hairbrush song? Oh, where is my hairbrush? And my little cheeseburger. My little cheeseburger.
Watch out, Jimmy Buffett. It's a remix.
Iconic. Thanks, Bailey.
Wow. Okay. So you're okay.
Straight up bops, Joe. Straight up.
I've
bops.
Never even heard these songs.
Give
I've heard
the
of
people
Tales.
What they want.
Is this what the people want? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly.
Holly, how old are you?
I am 23.
Oh, man, so you must love the VeggieTales, too.
So the Manatee song, like, I definitely have heard it. I just don't remember where.
It's from VeggieTales. Barbara Manatee, yes.
Okay, well, then, yes, I absolutely support Alex and her Manatee song.
Thank you.
I was, like, singing along in my car, so.
Holly, save the Manatee song, painted on the water tower.
Holly, how long have you been single?
I actually just got out of a relationship about a week ago, and my ex of 4 years and I are talking again. So,
well, you were until he heard about the Manatee song. He just called. He said he's done.
It's iconic. Don't let Joe shame you. It's a bop.
I'm not letting him do anything.
Hey, yeah, that's what my wife said. Thank you so much, Holly, for calling into the show.
And you also can't forget, do you have a water buffalo? Yours is pink and mine is blue.